Krishna, everyone. So we'll be starting the initiation ceremony now of Tom and Brian. Let's give them a big Hari Bol for this. So we'll first start with some invocation mantras to purify the area, to purify the atmosphere. And then Maharaj will speak. And then he will give the names and the neck beads and the japa beads. And then after that, we will perform the Homa. So we'll start with the invocation mantras.
Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryankara Bhavahai, Tejasvinavaditamastu Mavidvishabahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasai Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Om Asya Karvana Punyaham Bhavantu Bhavantu
Om Punyaham Om Punyaham Om Punyaham
Om Asya Karmana Swasti Bhavantu Bhavantu Ayushmate Swasti
Om Swasti Om Swasti Om Swasti
Om Asya Karmana Riddhim Bhavantu Bhavantu
Om Riddhyatam Om Riddhyatam Om Riddhyatam
Om Swastino Govinda Swastino Achutananto Swastino Vasudevo Vishnu Dhadatu Swastino Narayano Narovai Swastina Padmanabha Purushottama Dadatu Swastino Vishvakshino Vishveshwaraha Swastino Hrishikesho Harir Dadatu Swastino Vainateo Hari Swastino Anjanasuto Hanur Bhagavato Dadatu Swasti Swasti Sumangalai Kesho Mahan Shri Krishna Sachidananda Ganaha Sarveshwareshwaro Dadatu Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padagam Sada Pashyanti Surayaha Divi Vachakshuratatam Tad Vipraso Vipanyavo Jagravagam Sasamindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Padam.
Okay, Tom and Brian, you'll do now Achman. So take the spoon in your left hand, put your right hand, wash it, and throw it. Now fill it up with 3 drops again. Yep, 3 drops on your. Now look at the water and say Om Keshavaya Namaha and sip the water.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Now wash your hand again. Do the same thing, 3 drops. Look at the water and say Om Narayanaya Namaha. One more time. Look at the water. Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
So this is a purification of the body, inside and out. You're saying the mantra in looking into the water, and so the mantra, the water infused mantra is going inside. Okay.
You have neck beads, or?
Yes.
Okay. Whenever you can.
Yeah.
Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhisnam Thapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati sa padantikam Vansha kalpa tarubhyascha Kripa sindhu bhayevacha Patitanam bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You can all hear me? Okay. I'd like to begin with some appreciation. I think in spiritual life, you know, there are very high sentiments of devotion, but the real budding of the soul begins and continues and ends with appreciation, compassion, humility, mood of service. So let me express some appreciations first. Of course, everything is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We're all just his humble followers, and we're products of his mercy. And look at this mercy here, of how many people are coming and how beautiful the setting is for the place. And this is going to be a little uncharacteristic of me. Let me give a little appreciation for New Jersey. I sometimes make new jokes being from New York, but I'll tell you a little story. A few, maybe 10 years ago, or maybe 5-10 years ago, you know, one of the teachers in our line had problems. And then, you know, Kasturba Prabhu kind of mentioned to me, appreciating the people in New Jersey who they were born here, they stayed here with their families. They practically executed Krishna consciousness in such an honest way. And, you know, there's not ups and downs. They stay steady, they take care of their families, they work honestly, and they do kirtan, and they execute Krishna consciousness, and they dedicate themselves to, you know, Prabhupada's mission. And now we have our kirtaneers from New Jersey, and our pujaris are from New Jersey, and the initiates are from New Jersey, and there's a certain stability and a certain quality here that I think has to be carried out and continued in devotional service, and that's integrity and honesty. When a friend of mine took initiation from one of the, he was a big scholar, and he took initiation from one of the most learned scholars in Vrindavan, and he was waiting for this incredibly esoteric and deep initiation lecture. And it was two words: be honest. And that's what the initiation ceremony is. It's a commitment. And commitments fix things up in the intelligence so that your life and your activities are not just your mind, which is happiness and distress, I like, I don't like. And cultured people make commitments. And this ceremony is to make a commitment. And by Brian and Tom, it's not a whimsical commitment. They've been around Krishna consciousness for many, many years. And they thought about it very deeply, and they're ready to make this commitment. And they're honest people. But I think one thing we can all say, that everybody knows them. I don't know all their friends that are here too. And I see some of their relatives. But you know, they have this honesty. And that's the foundation of spiritual life. Because if you can line up your life with what you know is right, and commitments are what you say is right, then your spiritual life will move forward very, very strongly. This is called integrity. Integrity, the word literally means to become one with. When something is integral, it's one with. So it's very practical in Krishna consciousness. You're making commitments, and your honesty is going to increase because your commitment is going to be to the supreme absolute truth. And that's what initiation means. And you're making a commitment to the supreme absolute truth that is expressed in the sacred texts, that is represented by the teachers who study them. And you follow the people who you have relationship with, and in that relationship become convinced that they represent that. I was in the car, Tom picked me up. I'll be driving, I had to give my class at that time. And it was all about Dhruva Maharaj, you know, and it was about his determination He was so determined. And now we got to the part where he's going to be, he came to Vrindavan, and now he was going to execute the word in the commentary, in the verse, was going to execute the order of his spiritual master. Beautiful purport. And Prabhupada quoted in the purport a verse by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which was the inspiration for everything that's happening here. And how the Krishna consciousness movement, 30, 40 years after Prabhupada, is still going on strongly, based on that commitment. Why was Prabhupada successful? Prabhupada was sitting in his room in Calcutta. He was sitting in his room in Calcutta. And as he was sitting in his room in Calcutta, he had come back from America, and he had achieved what none of his other godbrothers can achieve. Even though there were ones that were extremely learned, you can't imagine their degree of learning. There were ones that were great managers. You can't imagine how these people could manage. So many great devotees. And Prabhupada was thinking, how am I the lucky one? How am I the lucky one? How did I achieve what I achieved? And then Prabhupada said, because I was 100% faithful to the order of my spiritual master. And it's not to a person. It's not to a person. It's what the person represents. The faithfulness is to not just to a person, but the person is a represents something that's so profound and so deep. What is a cultured person? What is a person of integrity? And a person of integrity is a person who puts above the authority of his own desires the authority of the truth. It's not a weakness, it's a strength. Because you have to resist so many other things to do it. You follow the truth. And the truth means ultimately the absolute truth. And the absolute truth is represented in the sacred text and the teachers that represent them in the different traditions. So, this is important. Be honest. Second thing I think is really important, be offenseless. Bhakti is very simple. A child, anybody can perform devotional service. What's difficult? Avoiding offenses. Because bhakti will flourish. It's very, Prabhupada said, the process is simple. The application is difficult. It's simple because anyone can do bhakti. It's not great austerities on the external platform. Chanting, dancing, feasting. Chant and be happy. What did you add on that t-shirt, Namras?
Jai Jagannath. Chant and be happy, but if you can't, then just chant. Or at least chant.
But, so anyone can do. We see children can do. Children can do bhakti. They can offer flowers. They can dance. But avoiding offenses, aparad. Aparad means radha, worship. Appa means to distance yourself from worship. And you only distance yourself from worship by a consciousness that's against worship. So therefore, traditionally in these ceremonies, there are 10 offenses against the holy name. I'll mention some of them that we really have to concentrate on. Sadhu ninda, to blasphemy the devotees who have dedicated themselves to chanting the holy name and spreading the glories of the holy name. But it actually is very, very liberal what it considers that person to be. We sometimes think it's very narrow. It's very, very liberal. Very, very liberal. So we're very, very cautious. In fact, I have this on my hand. This comes from an organization called A Complaint-Free World. And Yeah, you know, if you criticize, you have to change it. If you can keep it on one hand for 3 weeks, then it develops the habit of not criticizing. It's a science of psychology, even in the Yoga Sutras, how it works. But criticism, it's so difficult. It destroys bhakti. If we can do that one thing, we can become great saints. We can become great saints if we just avoid criticizing others. This constructive criticism, considering the demigods to be independent or equal to the Supreme Lord, independent or equal. If you consider them independent, you'll offend them. If you consider them equal, you'll offend God. We respect everyone. To disobey the order of the spiritual master, consider him an ordinary man. There's an inspired side to Vaishnavas that's coming from Krishna. We have to respect that. To link us up with something higher than just what we want. Even in a partnership, what's a cultured person? A cultured person. A cultured person is one who considers what's good for the family more important than what's good for himself. And knowing that when he surrenders to something higher than himself, it's even better for himself. And bhakti means the highest thing is the cosmic community. It's the will of God. It's just like the hand. When the hand is following the body, always following the body, it has meaning and it has nourishment. It doesn't have weakness. Harmony is beauty, and we're supposed to be part of that harmony because we're part of something greater that's making a symphony greater than our individual efforts. Fourth offense, disobey the Vedic literatures. Any spiritual literature we have to respect, especially the Bhakti Shastras. To give some interpretation to the holy name, then to consider the glories of the holy name, imagination. It's not imagination. The holy name is so powerful. And we don't interpret it. I remember recently I was in South America and someone came for the first time. I wanted to try mantra because I heard it's a psychological effect or different things. To commit sin on the strength of chanting. So it's so powerful. That maybe when we're doing something wrong, we're thinking the holy name is like a blazing fire. It'll eradicate more sins than one can commit. And then sometimes we'll use that. We should never use the holy name in the service of our lower desires. It's just like if you worship the deities, and you have a cloth to serve the deities, you don't use it to blow your nose. So the holy name is for the pleasure of Krishna. We don't use it for our lower desires. To consider the chanting of holy name to be a ritualistic activity. The ninth offense, to preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless. That means there's such depth in our tradition. And we don't give it to someone who will simply be upset. And the last offense is to maintain some material attachment despite hearing the glories of the holy name, and to maintain some material attachment. Maintaining material attachment means we have desires and we take what we need to be peaceful. But we don't exceed that, and different people have different desires. And when you consciously do that, that's also an offense to the holy name. So if we avoid offenses, then we achieve the highest thing. Tara Madhye, Sarva Shreshte, Nama Sankirtan, Nira Aparade Poya, Paya Premadan. Of all the practices of devotional service, chanting the holy name is the best, and if you can do it, Nira Aparade, if you can do it without offense, you get prema, the highest thing, the goal. The goal is love. And the goal is the highest love, Tvasmin Parama Prema Rup. The highest, the form of the highest love is when you love everything. And when you love God, and you love everything, because everything is part of God. So be honest, be offenseless, be Prabhupada Nuga. When you get connected to the line in a commitment, it's a connection to Prabhupada. And when you do that, you accept that Prabhupada has a disciplic succession, and therefore by his power, he's continued the disciplic succession. It hasn't ended with him. And when you have faith in that, then you get connected to Prabhupada too. And then you have a direct, you have a connection to Prabhupada. So be a Prabhupada Nuga. Read Prabhupada's books. He's the Siksha Guru for everyone. And serve him and pray to him. You have a connection, and you have a connection to your guru, and you have connection to people connected to Prabhupada who inspire you. And it's a very individualistic and personal thing where Krishna's mercy appears to you. And no one else can judge you or judge that or dictate that. I can't dictate that you don't have a personal relationship to Prabhupada and that you can pray to him and he can reciprocate to you. And no one else can dictate that I can't do that for you. That's our philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So be a Prabhupada Nuga and be enthusiastic. That means reading his books and serving his mission. And be enthusiastic. Be enthusiastic for service. A devotee is one who has faith in service. One principle of chanting is to think of others before yourself. Have faith in service. And I make the classical distinction. When I, in Vrindavan, I used to be in charge of the kitchens. It was a side service for me. But especially when the feast came, gourmet feasts, 15 preparations, thousands of devotees, coal stoves, hardly any kitchen, no place to serve. And it had to be done perfectly. And it was Prabhupada's disappearance day, Govardhan Puja and Prabhupada's disappearance day. We'd had the best feast the world can imagine and the best cooks, led by Bibi Govindaswamy, who used to be known as a Yojapati. Gourmet, sweet rice with roasted lotus seeds and cashews, these kind of preparations. They had to be served perfectly. And I was very determined it would be served perfectly. And we had it in the temple, at least part of it. And there's thousands of people, and the doors would open, and people would run in. And there were two types of people. One person who ran to get in the front of the line so he can pick out the cheese from the cauliflower cheese sabji. And another person who went to serve. Where is your faith? Be enthusiastic for service. Service. As the auspicious time is soon arriving. I checked with my astrologer, and the auspicious time is it has to begin, which means begin means nothing happens until you get the names, really. That's when it begins, the astrologer said. So it's 11:15, so
1 minute?
I'll try to fill it up so that we can continue going. We don't want to like just miss it by 10 seconds, right? And then the whole thing. So, enthusiastic for service. I'll just tell one story. I told it last night too. I think you heard that, Tom. But I was in Mayapur at a time in the holy places where there weren't that many people. I was in Vrindavan in 76. Prabhupada came out of his room in the morning. Three people were there. Prabhupada said, "Where is everyone?" He said, "They're doing service." Prabhupada said, "Wake them up." There weren't that many people there. And then Prabhupada walked right to the construction site where they were building the Gurukul, where his samadhi was. And I just remember my poor godbrother, like, wake up, Prabhupada's coming here. So you have to be enthusiastic for service. For service. And that's the right faith. Faith, Prabhupada said, is unflinching trust in something sublime. So where is your faith? Is your faith in service or being served? So we have faith in service. That's a great devotee. Faith in service. So I was in, now I remembered what I was going to say. I was in the temple. This was in Mayapur. And they had a little, it wasn't very big. It was where the museum is there now. And they had a little wooden thing cordoned off. And I was there with my stick. I have a stick. I can't carry it since 9/11 on airplanes. I have this stick. Some joke, you know. And then I'm in front of the altar. So everyone else has to look at the deities like they're in a car and it's raining and it's windshield wipers. So I'm like chanting like this. And then I look back and who's in Mangalarti? George Harrison. Then it's watering Tulsi, so I put the water in his hand. He doesn't know what to do with the water, drink it, throw it, to wash his hand. And then Jayapataka asked me if, Swami asked me if I go around, they're going to show him the gardens, as happy as they showed him the gardens. At that time, Mayapur had the most beautiful gardens in the world. They're building the temple there now, where that temple was. And they had this one gardener named Kanva, who was a genius in agriculture and gardening. Professors would come and see him. And he was a beatnik before he was a devotee. And I was telling Tom that when he became a devotee, he had these tattoos, and he somehow got him changed to Jagannath and Baladev. And when he'd go to the bathroom, he'd always wear this gumshoe to cover them. That's the kind of thing. And he was, and beatniks, they would talk, everything they would talk, they would have the suffix of daddy. You know, daddy, daddy. So this guy, George Harrison was so impressed with what this guy did, and George Harrison's hobby was gardening. So I was there, I remember, at the end, and he said, look, this summer it gets hot here, I'll send you a ticket. Why don't you do my gardens? In Hawaii, right? I'll send you a ticket. Come, you get a little vacation. And he looked at George Harrison and he said, Daddy? And he said, I got bucks in the bank and grapes in the cupboard, Daddy. He said, all I could want is more service. So the highest thing is service. We chant for service. Even when we read, we don't read to become scholars. So we have knowledge, we can lord over people, that we can quote a few verses. We read so that we can become inspired in service. And service to Krishna that comes in the Guru Parampara through Srila Prabhupada. And the result, so many people are benefited. It's the ultimate welfare. Bharate bhumate hoila manushya janmayara janma sartakakara kara para upakara. Those who are fortunate, they should work for the benefit of others. So now, Namras?
Yeah, so they can, the initiates can come pay dandavats to the Lord and Maharaj. And
one at a time or both?
One at a time.
Okay. So Brian,
and
come.
Put on,
I'll put on the neck beads or someone else will
put?
Okay. Do we have a nice clip? Okay.
This is Brian's.
Okay. Okay, Brian, you come up first. Can they be quiet in back there? Maybe they can go in the front. Okay. Okay. Maybe someone can just take off his garland. Okay. It's okay. Someone.
No.
Okay, Brian, come up here. Let me just. Okay. Okay. How many rounds do you promise to chant? Okay. At least. It's not easy to chant 16, but still at least. And what are the four principles?
No eating of meat, fish, or eggs. No intoxication. No gambling. No illicit sex.
Okay. Your name is Vrindavan Das. I guess they want you here for the photo. Okay. This somehow doesn't go on.
Can we try?
Yeah, try, but if not, we'll just tie it back there.
I think it's stripped. Yeah, it's stripped.
Yeah, just tie it.
Okay.
Fix that later. Okay. That'll be good. Okay. How many rounds you promise to chant?
Minimum of 16.
Very good. And what are the four?
No eating meat, fish, or eggs. No intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling.
Okay. Your name is Tota Gopinath Das.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.